Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. Now, daily life can be beyond stressful. Between a demanding job and a demanding home life, it can be impossible to squeeze a bit of serenity into your schedule. We are always on the go, we are always occupied and always trying to be a step ahead because we think we'll get more done this way. But what we are really doing is throwing our well-being off balance, overwhelming our senses and our psychic mind that can lead actually to emotional disorders and even physical diseases. What I'm trying to teach you in this show is how to restabilize your emotion and regain control over a stressful situation. And how many of you are really going and taking all those tests to see the level of the cortisol, which is a stress hormone? How many of you complain of headaches and migraines and feeling tired all the time because your body is out of balance and it's out of balance emotionally? So what this show is trying to do is trying to help you reclaim that peace of mind that you lost. And I'll teach you some exercise. I'll teach you what you need to do, how to identify emotion, how to cope with them, which is your dominant emotion. So stay tuned, and I promise you this is going to be an interesting show. So tonight I call the show Going to Heal What You Feel. The famous line from the book of Ecclesiastes saying that there is a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. But how often do we scatter our stones and then completely forgetting to gather them? How often do we try to do too much and stretch ourselves too thin, throwing our energy in a thousand different directions? So we put so many feelings into everything we do. When we work, we put feelings. When we love somebody, when we cook, when we decorate our home, we pour all our emotions into our actions. But exhausting ourselves emotionally can do us great harm. And this is why I am so confident that this show is a show you have to listen to, because you will, it will make sense to you, and you will learn how to regain stability. It's all about mental stability, because we're in a world when we complain so much about being mentally out of balance. That's why you see the suicidal rate. You see celebrities killing themselves when they have everything. Anyone would ever dream of. So the question is, where is this suicidal thought coming from? Where is this chemistry of the brain having anything to do with your well-being and your emotional self? And I'll explain all of this. Because we overwhelm our senses, and that can have a serious mental and physical effect, because we have the unique ability to experience this incredible range of emotions. Our feeling not only fill out our world with color, but also dictate our health. So when you take too much, you also take too many feelings in. You became emotionally overwhelmed, emotionally overloaded, like with stressful situation, frustrated. You become easily irritated. Is that you, by the way? All these symptoms of emotional overload. I've had so many clients that they feel all the time anxious. They have anxiety. They have to depend on Xanax. They isolate their cell. They feel depressed because all the hormones in the brain, dopamine, epinephrine, serotonin, they out of balance. So the answer is that forever, you know, you go, whenever you're going through a hard time emotionally, you can get sick. And this is the way we get cancer. And the answer is emotions. The correlation between heavy feelings, resentment, bitterness, anger, hatred, and diseases like autoimmune disorders. We live in a world of autoimmune disorders. Like we see diseases like diabetes type 1, lupus, Hashimoto disease, rheumatoid arthritis. These are all autoimmune disorders. As I said, even diabetes is rooted into an autoimmune disorder. So all these disorders trigger toxic emotion that are trapped inside you because your feelings are the building blocks of your health. So learning to process, learning to accept, learning to embrace emotion will grant you not only that inner peace, but will grant you that physical well-being. So let me explain you what happens at the cellular level and emotions go to extreme. Your body responds to every emotion you experience by producing a chemical or what I explained to you, a hormone. Positive emotion result in creating what? The feel-good hormones. You go to the gym, why? Because you create that feel-good hormones. You take an ice cream that you love so much or a cake or a carrot cake or whatever, you know, and it builds what? That feel-good hormone. Where hormone in the brain, serotonin, goes to the roof. Immediately you feel overjoyed. Let's say you have a good news, the same thing happens to you. You feel overjoyed. After you have intercourse, you feel satisfied. What happens? Your cells thrive off of those kind of feelings. Negative emotion, on the other hand, trigger what? Dangerous chemical that travel down to your cells. Those cells have receptors that welcome in signals from the outside. Chemicals produced by negative emotion enter our cells and disrupt the way they function, affecting the cells' dynamic and causing abnormal reaction. What is cancer? A cell will mutate into a cancerous cell. So your immune system doesn't work anymore because the cell's ability to fight viruses, infections, and mutations become very weak. Now remember that your cells are alive like you are alive, and they feel. Your cells feel everything you feel. Your cells respond to emotions. We used to say that we are born from a drop of emotion. I mean, in a moment of love, from that drop of emotion, you know, a child is born. The cells are reproducing on every second of the day what contains within them, what contains within the cell, will reproduce and spread as well. So if within the cell there is all that chemical, negative chemicals that are released, of course you're going to get sick, and you're going to get very sick. This is why it's critical to control your emotions and replace negative feelings with the most positive ones. We used to say that, what is the secret to longevity? Laughing a lot. It has a lot to do with your longevity. And the statement is so true. On taking time to collect yourself is also helping you to control feelings before they control you. Because the only way to gain peace of mind is gather, you know, yourself together. If you have any health questions in the show today, feel free to call. You know, my producer, my wonderful producer, is with me, and of course we will take your calls, because this is a calling show. So the number to call in is 212-570-7057. In case you have something private, you don't want to talk to me, in case you want to be talking to me privately, send me an email at carmenjara@aol. And you can ask me your specific questions. You can even schedule a personal session with me. For everybody listening to the show, they get a 50% off of the show. If you buy my book, one of my books, From Everyday Karma, Decoding Your Destiny, 11 Principles of Holiness, The Karma Queen Guide to Relationship, my latest book 2 years ago published by Penguin Books, has to do with relationships, so and that's a powerful one. So if you buy any of my books, I give you 10 minutes free. So I want to make your life easy, and I want to be in touch with you so that we can communicate. So I just want you to feel free to call me. I want you to be my friend on Facebook at Carmen Jara, the fan page on Instagram, because the social media is a way to connect with each other. But I want this show to be most likely about the truth of your emotional self and your mental health. Because it's very important, you know, to keep yourself in balance. And balancing emotion will actually promote good health. I recommend 3 actions every day. And the number one action that I recommend is to know your dominant emotion. Because you're not going to believe it, but out of all these emotions, you know, there's one that is the dominant one. So please let me know if you are interested to write down your emotions on a daily basis, because you can track your feelings and then you revisit, you know, your entries. And I want you, when you write that, when you wake up in the morning, you check on yourself and you say, okay, I'm in content, I'm happy, I had a good day, I had a good night, so I'm gonna have a good day. So write down how you feel. During the day, as you go to work, your feelings might change. So which emotions is the number one? Which emotion dominates you? Which emotion comes more frequently? Is it emptiness? It is envy? Is it jealousy? Is it bitterness? It is a fear? Is it hatred? What is it exactly? Or is it ambitious? Is it fulfillment? Is it that you're in a state of joy? So pay attention to which emotion that you experience most during a day. And do this for like a week or 10 days. And also pay close attention to the source of your dominant emotion. Let's say you are anxious a lot during the week, but is it because of a situation? Or is it because of a certain person? Now you have to distance yourself from that person or from the situation. So if your dominant emotion is negative, you have to eliminate the cause and plan a new way of dealing with this. If you find yourself in a position and it's time to break the cycle of the pessimist, because you decide that you don't want to suffer anymore. So I am trying to explain to you that going through a roller coaster of emotion can shift suddenly and dramatically your state of being. So despite this stream of conflicting emotion, there's always one that comes more often. And this is what I advise you to identify on your own. The moment you identify that, there's come the second thing that you need to do. You need to break that emotional habit. I want you to understand that we create emotional habits. For all of you that are calling me all the time and say, oh, Dr. Hara, I don't know what's wrong with me. I am stuck. I'm stuck in my own emotion. I'm stuck in my life. Nothing is happening. What am I supposed to do? I tell you, you don't actually realize that to break out of a bad habit, the first thing you need to do is to realize your emotional habit. Within the brain, and I explain you this so very easily so you can understand, exist nerve cells that transmit messages to each other. They like in school, like kids playing with each other. Over time, this nerve cell establish a relationship. Okay, let's say you have teenagers at home and you're very worried about who are they friends with because they can establish a pattern of behavior and they can establish a bad relationship. The same thing happens in your brain. Emotion gets sorted into this nerve cell, and the more you're exposed to one type of emotion, that's why you need to know what emotion is dominant, the more that group of emotion multiplies, creating what? A pattern of emotion, which leads to a pattern of behavior. So let's say you're stressful, you're frustrated, you are irritated every day, and guess what? The chances are that you'll continue to be irritated because the brain makes room for those ongoing emotions. So the cluster of stress nerve cell grows as your brain anticipates to experience the same daily feelings. And this is the way you're creating that pattern. You see people acting the same way. You go to a job and see your boss acting the same way. I'll be back in a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm back with my wonderful producer, Christopher. And we were talking about heal what you feel. And I was giving you steps how to identify the dominant emotion, how to break through the emotional habit, which creates a habit of behavior, and how to release negative emotion in a healthy way. And for all of you, Betty, Nicole, Robin, Namingas, hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute. But I have still something else I need to explain to you, how to release negative emotions in a healthy way. So, okay, let's say you identify which is the dominant emotion. Let's say you identify the source of this dominant emotion. Let's say it's a negative emotion, and the source is in conjunction with a certain person who's in your life or a situation. Let's say you go through a divorce. So how do you release? Emotion management tools range from writing a journal, going to physical exercise. But when you release the emotion, you release the problem. When you're angry, you keep on holding on to the problem. You can even, you know, scream or beat a pillow, you know, instead of releasing some damn emotion. You probably heard this a lot of time. Or you can do affirmation of mood control, which are very effective. When you feel yourself getting carried away by this negative emotion, I want you to say things like, I choose to surrender my, and then you said your problem or your emotion and replace it with. So you choose to surrender your anger and replace it with peace. So you delete. So you mentally, you know, send a message to your brain. You say, I banish, and you said, I banish my anger from my heart, my mind, and my soul, and I choose to nurture it with love, abundance, health, faith, healing within me. So, you know, this affirmation, they rewire the brain. They have this ability to send signals to those neurons that I described to you. So make a conscious daily decision to replenish the mindset of stress, frustration, anger, and respond with wisdom, with patience, with deep understanding. So I want you to surround yourself with people who, it's exactly like, okay, you listen to a radio show right now, you know. There is a radio show that raises your awareness about what's happening within yourself and makes you think about it and makes you act upon it, you know. And so you replace all those negative feelings and reward your health with laughter and less drama. Let's get rid of the drama. I know it's easy to say and hard to do, but you have to start somewhere. Because as I said, negative emotions keep us from reaching our health potential. You know, and we hold inside ourselves the power to replace negative feelings with positive ones. But we need to become aware of it. So change, shifting consciousness, shifting awareness. One person at a time, hopefully that we can be able to do that globally. So you begin to reevaluate your emotion. And all flows from here, as I said. I'm going to take your calls, and then hopefully at the end of the show I can give you some tips how to boost your serenity, you know, and how to get rid of your stressful situation, and which are, I come up with some interesting elements. Some of them you heard, some of them you've never heard by the way they sound together. So I'll go to that part of the show after I take... I'm going to go to Betty. Hi, Betty. How are you?
Good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Betty. How are you, my dear?
I'm not good. I've been sick for a couple of years with sleep deprivation and accelerated aging process, and I've manifested fibromyalgia and neuropathy and osteoporosis and leukemia. And I've lost weight, and I'm malnourished, and now I just had surgery. I'm going blind because of my glaucoma. Oh. And I don't know what to do. My nerves are shot, and they want to give me more drugs. I'm only in a couple of hours, and I can barely get around, and I'm in extreme pain. And I've been listening to a lot of this, how the power of your subconscious mind, but I'm beyond that. You know how you said about how your cells take in what,
right.
Then your immune system doesn't work, and then the cells multiply and multiply and multiply, and then you get cancer and all kinds of stuff. So how?
But did you resonate to what I said? The way the mechanism of it. That's why, like you see, That's one negative negative experience leads to all the others. Like, you know, one thing leads into the next and into the next. And if you go on the wrong path, then all of these diseases, like everything. What does it mean, disease? Disease comes from the Greek word to disconnect.
Right.
When your energy is disconnected from the source. So your body is not whole. Your body is broken.
Yes,
is broken in pieces. Now, how can we bring you, on the other hand, regardless of whatever you experience now, I know in my heart you have the power to gather this pieces and create the whole again. Do you do mantras? Do you try to meditate? When did all originate? Because I want to go back in time with you somewhere like 12 years ago. Was there a dramatic episode that triggered, you know, the beginning of a problem that led to all these other problems in your body?
Well, about 18 years ago, I went through a divorce, and I had a lot of anxiety, and I feared about the future, and the same thing happened. I got all depressed and full of anxiety, and I was
right.
on three antidepressants and two anti-anxiety medications, and it took me a couple of years, but I finally got out of that. But I was 50 years that I was like 50 years old. Now I just turned 69, and I'm, you know, my body doesn't. My immune system doesn't work.
It shouldn't be this way anymore, you know.
I know.
It shouldn't be this, because there are women who are 79 and they are perfectly healthy even in their 80s. So humanity lives much longer lives. So my goal with you is to make you healthy again. Believe it or not, it's possible. It's possible. Okay. It's within you. The power of changing everything around you is within you. But there's so much negativity. You know, when we were talking on the show about which is the dominant emotion during the day, have you ever acknowledged what's your dominant emotion? Is it fear? Is it resentment towards what happened? So all these feelings, all these emotions are not helping you.
I know
a way to help you. I know a way to help you, and I am willing to offer you help without any payment or anything. You know, I just want to help you because you're a beautiful soul. You don't deserve to suffer, and you can be helped. But it will take me a lot of time to explain you what can we do, because there's a lot of things we can do. But I offer you a free session, you know, just to call me. That's all I want. I want to be in touch with you. I want to help you. And I think I can. And I want to, my greatest pleasure would be for you to call me 4 months later on the show and to tell me that you are so much better. That all of these eases, you know, we work them out. And I think majority of them, we can work them out.
I think
it's not too late. I think you will get better.
I'm fighting for my life here. I have burning and stinging and stabbing pain, and I can't walk and I can't exercise. It's all mental.
It's all mental. It's at the level of every neurons and every cell in your body. But if we start healing one part of the body, it's interesting. You're not going to die. You're not going to die. You're not going to die anytime soon. This
but
is not your time.
But I feel like I am, and...
You only feel, what did I say on the show? You know, you heal what you feel. You have to heal what you feel. We have to go to the root of where these feelings originated and try to turn the wheel around, you know what I mean? And break through those neurons that created this pattern of emotions and pattern of destructive at the cellular level. So if we can break through that, which sometimes cannot be done alone. You need somebody.
You know what
sorry?
That is? Your mitochondria, that's your cell, and my I'm lacking protein and amino acids and all of that. control my
all
body.
Of that can be replenished, and it's all in the brain, in the hormones in the brain. You know that this requires a natural treatment and an energy work.
I know an
energy healer that I can put you in touch with and will make you feel a million times better. Without taking absolutely anything, just sending a transfer of energy.
And I can't get
What drugs are you taking? What drugs?
I'm on lorazepam, which is a benzodiazepine, which is.
I know. You're talking to somebody who knows all the drugs in the world. So, I know lorazepam is the same family with Zen is the same family with Xanax, and these are all supposed to calm you down, but they operate on the hormones in the brain, exactly what I explained in the show, during the show.
No, so, you can
regulate the hormone, you can, but will take a little bit of time, it takes a little bit of effort. You can get out of the drug. For how many years you're on lorazepam?
2 years.
You will be able to get out, and it can be replaced. I can give you a list of natural stuff that you can. I can come up with an entire program, an idea. All I want you to allow me to help you, and I'll do it because I care, because I want to see you okay, because I want to see you getting better. It would be my greatest joy to see you doing well.
I've had muscle loss and atrophied muscles, and I haven't worked out in 2 years, so my heart.
Okay, let me tell you this. Why don't you say, "I'm gonna beat this. I don't have these diseases anymore. I decide today that I am free from pain and suffering, and is within me, and I'm gonna access my highest power, and I'm allowing myself to be helped." And I will be okay, because there's no accident you listen to this radio show. And I'll be okay to communicate with Carmen Hara, see what she can do for me. I'll take that help. I'll embrace it. And I embrace the belief that I can be healed, and I decided today to be healed. It might take a month, it might take 3 months, but you know, we're going to turn the wheel around from going down into a destructive situation and regaining the energy and putting the pieces together, so we reconnect you with your own cell. You're going to get better.
Your vision loss back, not from glaucoma. I just had surgery today where they put a stent in my eye to try to help bring the pressures down, and because I've lost vision, and if I don't, you know, watch it, I'm going to go blind. From all of
you're
this.
Not going to go blind. We need to stop this. But I agree with you. When it comes to your sight, it's where the problem is, you know. That's where I feel that everything else can be managed much easier. But I also, intuitively, I feel like where there is a damage is in one of your eyes, not in both.
Oh, no, it's in both. I have to have the other one done, too.
But is it as bad? Because in one, I feel the damage is not as bad.
The other one isn't as bad, but it has to be done. And
yeah, that I agree. But I feel like that one, I think you will be fine.
But all this.
But listen.
Stress has caused me. I'm dehydrated in my eyes, and my hair is falling out, and I'm. And I'm dry, and my skin is all dry. I look like I'm a.
Yeah, but they all, everything goes together. Everything is connected, you know, in a negative way, unfortunately. As much as part of you works better, yeah.
The epigenetics, you know, and once you manifest all this stuff, and my cells have divided and divided, and my immune system isn't working, and you got all those free radicals running around, and then you get all these diseases.
Right.
And
I have
cancer family, and you got the mitochondria, which is
your telomeres
and all of that stuff. And so once it gets to that point, and you know, I'm not sleeping, and I can't I can't even hardly walk around. I can't function at all. And I have a son with autism who I'm guardian for, and I can't do that. And
oh, Lord.
Yeah. You know, and I took care of my mom and my stepdad for years, and then they passed away, and then I got kidney stones and diverticulitis in January of 2016. Otherwise, I was doing okay. I had a lot of stress, but it wasn't like this, and then I just all...
So all of these things accumulated, you know.
And your mouth, your gum... I have my gums are terrible from all this sinus, and that affects your heart.
Goodness. Well, yeah. I still offer you to help if you want. I will probably go to a break very soon, Robin. But listen, let's make this, allow me to help you. Let's turn the wheel around and let's try to get you better. Because I personally think you will get better.
Well, so.
Unfortunately, the time on the show is limited. So, but if you give me the opportunity to help you, so send me an email and I'll give you my contact. I'll go on a break for 1 or 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Nicole and Betty and Dominguez, hold on the line. Thank you.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello, everybody. I'm Carmen Jara, and the topic today is such a powerful one, heal what you feel. And as you can see, you know, negative feelings can lead to diseases of all kinds. I'm going to go to Nicole in Ohio. Hi, my dear Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
It's good to hear your voice, my dear Nicole. How can I help you today?
Well, I called back on June 5th, and we had a short, maybe less than 2 minutes, and didn't get to finish the conversation. I appreciate the topic tonight because I think it's a very important one, you know, because our emotions are what magnetizes our reality with our thoughts and our...
True.
And so I understand exactly what you're saying, and sending a lot of prayers out to Robin and for, you know, healing for her. So I'm also an intuitive soul coach. You had mentioned in our last show about my son, about writing a book. Going through great transformation. And, well, I kind of wanted to go from there, but at the same time, I'm so inspired by this topic because it is so important. And I do understand emotions. And I can tell you,
is your dominant emotion, Nicole? Have you ever thought about you have a dominant feeling? If you pay attention to your feelings on a daily basis, as like, writing down 3 times a day how you feel. And then after 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you'll be amazed to see that there is a specific emotion that keeps on coming, you know. Is that
right,
an emotion
absolutely.
Of fulfillment? Is it an emotion of disappointment? Is it an emotion of dissatisfaction? Or whatever that is, you know. I want
right.
you to do this because this will help you be in touch with what happens within yourself. And then if you acknowledge that, then you can control it. If you don't
right.
acknowledge the dominant emotion, that spills into other emotions that you know what I mean? It's almost like a disease that leads to other diseases.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
it releases the different parts in your pain body, you know, where, you know, how
right.
you're feeling and where your emotional state is what actually
right.
can correlate with parts of your body.
Totally.
So I do write. I do write. So I'm very in touch with my journal and, you know,
so which is your dominant emotion? I'm just asking you. Are you aware of it?
I am aware. My dominant emotion, because I only believe in two emotions and everything else's branches of emotions are feelings. So I keep myself in the unconditional Christ light or the Christ consciousness. And
very
I'm
good.
Going through, you know, the
So your emotion is always to forgive, to love unconditionally, and stay in a state of love. That's superb. That's ideal. And in a crazy world like the world we are living in, when without even wanting, you know, sometimes the stressful, the people around make you sometimes feel awkward or get you out of that beautiful emotion of content and acceptance and forgiveness. And I agree
right.
there are two major dominant emotions at the end of the day. But you will be amazed that all those ranges of emotions, actually, they can be a dominant. Those subsidiary emotions can become dominant emotion. I have seen this in working with so many people.
Right. Well, like they can manifest into an archetype part of your personality.
Right.
Like an archetype.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
So my
totally.
Question is this. When you are in tune, when you have a lot of, people would say paranormal, I call it normal, you know, since I was a little girl. I come from a very loving family who's supportive. You know,
right.
my parents, and I'm the youngest of four, and I'm a Libra, I'm a three, I'm all that, you know, I got all that.
Right.
But when you are so connected with emotions, empathic, you have clairsentient and clear, I would say, knowing, you do have those
right.
lower energies that are just, they are a part of this polarity world, right? So when you get it, I don't like to call it attack, but when you can feel like, that chi, you know, the shadow, that the darkness, like I do my best to send it love and light and say, get the hell out of here because only love is here. But it's still
right.
difficult, you know, because you are constantly trying to control and balance that. You're
right.
balancing those emotions.
Right.
So that you aren't manifesting, you know, the matter or making it into matter. You
True.
Know what I mean? The conscious fact.
True. Yes. Yes.
So that's where my stuckness is. I get so far and I'm so inspired all the time to do this project, to do that. I make jewelry. I like to write. I like, you know, and I'm the youngest four. Sister's a scientist. Everybody else is doing great. But I'm just like, I'm not lost. I know I love people. I love people. But it's hard to turn that gift of being able to communicate, to love people, to be there. You don't have to pay me. I'm your friend. I believe in you. What
yes,
do you
but you come from a place of love.
Right.
right, but you come from a place of love. And because you come from a place of love, your statement of loving people makes all the sense in the world. Of course you love people because you operate at the high vibration energy of giving, of accepting, of trying to help, of trying to do something good. That's where you are. You know what this does good for you? It keeps you healthy. It keeps you in a state of balance, of mental stability. And the rest, then you can cope. So that's why, you know, I want everybody to be calling the show to be at that vibration energy in which they can say, well, I come from a place of love, so the rest doesn't exist for me, or at least I reject. But usually people who come from a place of love can be attacked by people around us who come from a place of hatred. Because as you can see what's happening in the world today, it's like the world is split. It's split, and there's a lot of fear, and there's a lot of anger, and there's a lot of confusion. Confusion. People are confused. They don't even know what is right for them anymore. So,
Right.
So what I'm trying to say is, like, I love you for what you are saying, because that makes people get better, makes people heal. And you should do and continue to do the work that you're doing, because you can help so many people. Probably that's why I want you to write a book. Look, I'm listening to you, and I'm so inspired, and I love what you have to say. I love the way you look at things, you know. So I feel that there's a book in you that needs to come out and needs to be out there, because you people can benefit. You're a healer, you know. You're born to help other people. That's why you love them, because you actually have something to give to them. So I think that should be your major decision about yourself, is to decide on making this book happen, to decide on expressing yourself exactly like you expressed today with me on the radio. I love you for the way you make this show make sense, you know?
Thank you. Well, it does. Well, you make sense. You know, you reach a very wide audience, and even if they can't, they can listen, but they don't hear, you know, hearing with their hearts, with their emotions, because that's really... that's our ding ding. That's our golden ticket. That's the way to level up.
Agree. But people in the end, they start listening. In the end, they start accepting. In the end, they start waking up. And you know, and we wake up perfect. The world one person at a time. You know, if we succeed to wake up two people on the show, and make them rethink how to heal themselves, and how, you know, this aging process is so different from one individual to another, because it all relates to the way you relate to the world, the way you work on yourself, the way you work with your own energy. And if you're aware of all these things, you can be very okay at the age of 90, you know, even at 100. My grandmother lived 103 and she was perfectly fine. She laughed all the time. She buried so many people in her family, and she never cried. She said, God gives, God takes. That was a philosophy. It was amazing. She said, there's no reason for me to cry, you know. I'm not going to ever cry.
Because she was fearless. Yeah.
I will accept. Was fearless. I will never accept. I will accept everything that's happening, and I will never fight God's decision, you know, of taking somebody away from me. So it's just the philosophy of somebody. My grandmother didn't even know how to write her name. You know, she has never been in school. So those simple people from the countryside. Actually, she was born in the northern part of Romania, Transylvania. She was a simple woman from nowhere, you know. But her philosophy of life was like something that I still resonate so many years later. So anyhow,
Well, and I wanted to say to that, and she was the teacher. She was a spiritual teacher and still a guide for you.
Right.
You know, as she
right. Absolutely.
Spirit,
I still
you know?
Think she is. I'm still relating to her in many of my books. I'm still telling people, you know, embrace this kind of an attitude. Nothing can hurt you more than your own thinking, your own attitude. So try to change that. So. Change. Let's shift the perception. Let's embrace a different. It's very hard to break the pattern of behavior. It's very hard. If you decide that you're sick, like listening to a caller before, there's so many problems, because she kind of thinks there's no way out. She kind of thinks, I have to let myself be sick because I don't know how to help myself anymore. I allow all this doctor to give me a million drugs, then none of them are going to really help me. I'm going to depend on them. They're going to cloud my mind. I'm not going to know how to fight, you know, for my life anymore. And finally, in the end, I'm going to fall apart, when in fact, there is a way to turn around, you know, There is a way, even in the last moment, to change your life around. Even if people are telling you you have cancer, you have to deny that and say, I'm going to beat this. I'm going to survive. So what you say, you become so powerful.
Right.
But listen,
even if it's doing little tricks, like for instance, to me, when I was listening to her, I said, well, you have mineral deficiencies. You are completely depleting yourself of your natural chi energy, and that's through nutrition and minerals because of the medicines. And I was like, oh, she needs to get into the hot springs, or she needs water with Epsom salt.
But she needs to be helped. So we are here to help each other, genuinely help each other from the goodness of our heart. If we will only realize how good we do to ourselves by helping other people, this world will be paradise. Everybody will help everybody. Nobody will ever attack any other human being, but we're not at that level of understanding. That's what sort of bothers me sometimes.
Everyone you talk to, and you and myself and everyone else that, you know, it's not that we're, it's just a different level of understanding. It doesn't mean it's better or worse than, because everyone's on their journey, but, you know, we have to continue to the message of love. You do that. I'm inspired by you to continue that work because I just think you're a goddess. But, you know, I really look up to you. I think you're just, and I'm not blowing smoke. I'm saying, like, I feel your energy. And I just know you're authentic, you know. You are, value of yours is integrity. You are your word. And it's impressing because it's hard for people to live authentically. You know,
well, you cannot live in this world without being authentic. You cannot live in this world with doing what you mean from your heart. You know, you can. If you don't have integrity, you don't have anything. You know, you have absolutely anything to rely on. So that's the foundation of a human being. So I'm just.
And I know we're just out of time, and I'm so sorry for the other callers. But real quick, you know, if you could get a quick blast on me about relationships. Now, I'm going to get your book with your daughter, the book you and your daughter wrote together, because I think it's pretty brilliant.
Well, if you get that book, I give you 20 minutes free. So feel free to call me after that, because if we talk one-on-one, you know, we get more time. So if you get the book, just send me an email and then give me your number, or you have my phone number. You get it on my website, and then we can talk. Just send me an email with all the info, and I will call you back.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you,
Carmen, my angel.
And much love to
you. I love you.
I love you, too. Bye.
I'm going to go to who I have left. Dominguez. Hi, Dominguez, my love. How are you?
Thank you.
Any improvement?
Huge.
Good. Oh, I'm so pleased.
You know how the more
oh my God, you made my night.
Yeah, a lot of secrets came out.
Oh, good. Well, when things come out, there is a way to change reality. You know, when things are hidden, you don't know what you have to do. So at least when you come to a moment of revelation, and this is what it is, and this is, you have a different perspective. So tell me, how can I guide you here? What's the question for me?
I'm letting you maybe see what is there. Maybe it's better. I just want to be neutral right now, open to what you can give me, because I want to listen and some point in my life, because sometimes I have too much to say and I kind of get lost. I would like to have some of your own overview.
Well, unfortunately, I look at the clock and I have only 1 minute left. Why don't you, Dominga, get one of my books that's $7, and I'll give you minutes free, and then we can talk this day. How does it sound? Because with you, I will have at least 15, 20 minutes to talk. And if you buy a book, then... Because there's no physical time on the show. It's so it's coming to an end in like 30 seconds. So I can't rush to any kind of a conclusion that is so major to you and so important for your life. So let's do this. If you can get a book, I give you all those minutes free. And there are books that you can get on Kindle for $5 so that you don't have to spend too much. but just something just to honor my ability so that I can give you the minutes free.
What
okay, my Domingas.
A section, is that better than the book? I was thinking a section in the future.
Great, that's perfect. Whatever you want, whatever's best for you. Okay. Whatever's best for you, but I'm here for you and would love to talk to you privately because your situation has more complexities. So I want to go deeper into all my conclusions and reach a major breaking through because I know we will. And you know we will.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, love you, my Dominga. I don't know who I have left. I think I have left Robin, and if there's somebody else, I am really, really sorry. Feel free to write to me. You can write me at Carmen Hara at AOL, and I will respond. And if you really need me, you send me an email. I'm Carmen Hara on Home Time Radio. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Let's celebrate our beautiful country. Thank you to my wonderful producer. God bless you. I'll be back next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you so much for listening.